upper hand or handle last legislative season. Efforts to overturn state law that prevent rent control Costa Hawkins failed, but organizers are not giving up. They are fighting this legislative session for a rent cap bill, AB 1492, joined this morning by Carol Fife, the director of Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment, Oakland and San Francisco. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Is Christina there with you too?
She sure is.
And I am. Good morning.
Good morning. And Christina Livingston, the Executive Director of Alliance for Californians for Community Empowerment. Thank you for joining me. So either of you can take this. Break down AB 1492 for the listeners. What is it?
Sure. And just to say it's 1482. It would establish a rent cap for all tenants in California who live in apartment buildings or multi-unit dwellings that are older than 15 years. Also, tenants who live in single-family homes that are owned by corporate landlords and people who live in duplexes that are not owner-occupied. And the rent cap will be at 5% plus the consumer price index plus CPI. So it can, that means it can go no higher than that number. Obviously, landlords are free to not even charge that much, which a lot of landlords do and many don't, which is part of this problem. The bill also will give tenants just cause protections from no-cause evictions. So if a tenant is living in a unit for at least 12 months, then the landlord cannot evict the tenant without having a cause. And if there is a no-fault eviction, like an owner move-in or that they need to remodel, then the tenant is entitled to a month of rent for relocation.
How is that different than what we have now?
Well, right now, some jurisdictions like Oakland and Berkeley actually do have rent control, but rent control is much tighter. It's usually around 2 or 3%, which is the number that we need to be able to stop displacement. But only about 15 jurisdictions across the state have rent control. The majority of the state, the majority of the 17 million renters in California have no form of rent control. So this is not rent control. This is a rent cap, which means that it stops the most egregious rent increases. And hopefully we'll be able to provide some amount of stability for people who are living as tenants. But we certainly need to continue to fight and fight for something stronger. But this does give a level of protection to millions and millions of renters who have never experienced any kind of rent control before and who will, for the first time in the state's history, have some kind of protection against outrageous rent increases and no-cause evictions.
5%, I mean, if you're thinking about it, you know, 5%, that doesn't sound like very much. But what could a 5% or above rent increase mean for a family?
Yeah, you know, we have seen studies that show that rent increases of 5% or more have has pushed some people into homelessness, actually large amounts of people into homelessness in places like Los Angeles. And we did start the year with three bills, and one of them would have provided some reforms to Costa Hawkins, which would allow cities that want to establish strong rent controls to expand them to many of the tenants who are not able to get them now, including in single-family homes and apartments newer than 1995, which is where the law currently caps it. But it still is a measure of rental protections that doesn't exist. And to be quite frank, it will be the strongest tenant protections that have been passed through the Assembly and the Senate through the legislature in decades. And for us at ACE, who fight super hard to protect tenants and to protect folks who are not owners of homes, this is, at the legislative level, a really good place to start in terms of a cap, so that when we're doing our local organizing for strong rent control, we know that there can be nothing worse than what's happening at the state level. People are going to start to experience rent control, and ideally that actually gives us an opportunity to expand rent control over time.
So where is the bill now in the legislative process?
The bill has gone through the Senate and through the Assembly. Through the Assembly. It's in the Senate. It is on the Assembly or on the Senate floor, but it has to go back to the Assembly because it had some significant amendments after it passed the Assembly floor, significantly that we added the just cause provisions because that was one of our bills that didn't make it through. Okay. So we have 1 week to get it through the Senate floor and through the Assembly floor onto the governor's desk.
And you are planning an action for Monday to leverage some people power to do just that. What's going to happen on Monday?
Hi, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
So on Monday, hello. On Monday, we're meeting at 2501 International Boulevard, the ACE office in Oakland, and we're asking residents of the area to meet us there so we can drive everybody to Sacramento and let their voices be heard. It's going to be an early wake up at 5:30 a.m., but for a lot of folks in the area, if you don't wake up early to get some of the most some of the strongest legislation passed and let your voice be heard, some folks are not going to be able to wake up in Oakland anymore or in Berkeley anymore or in San Leandro anymore. So we're going to leave 2501 International at 6 o'clock and go pick up some of our folks in Richmond. And then we're going to drive to Sacramento for breakfast and we're going to go do what we do.
And I just want to break down some of why it's probably important for you to show up in large numbers. I imagine that this bill has not been moving through the California legislature unopposed. Talk about your opposition and how powerful their lobby is.
Sure. This is Christina again. The interesting part about this process is that through many amendments that have been made and with the most recent intervention of the governor, we've had lots of people come on and come off support. Right now, we do have the support of the Apartment Association. We have the support of the Business Roundtable. We have support of the Builders Association. We obviously also have support of tenants unions and anti-poverty groups, et cetera. Our one remaining opposition is the Realtors Association. And I mean, the Realtors have essentially been written out of the bill. And so it's really it's hard to understand why they are opposed, but they have gone red alert. They are in the Capitol every day. They're paying for banner ads. They are pushing hard. And obviously, our legislature has a lot of ties to various parts of the real estate industry. So the realtors have real sway. And if we don't show up, those voices might carry the day instead of ours.
Okay. Carol Fife, one more time. Where should people show up and where are you going to go?
5:30 a.m. Monday morning, 2501 International Boulevard. It's not on the corner. It's in the middle of the block. People get confused sometimes, but we'll have doors open, and we'll have coffee brewing, so you'll be able to smell it. And we are going to Richmond to pick up folks from that side of the bay, and we're headed to Sacramento.
And if people want to get more information or sign on as supporters of the campaign, where could they go online?
They can go online to our website. We're at aceaction.org or Twitter at calorganize. They can also call me directly, and we can share that number. They can email us at info@calorganize.org. They can follow us on social media because we're going to be blasting things out all, you know, up until then. So we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. So they can follow us in a lot of different ways. But the important part is we're easy to find. We're all over the place and get active. We need bodies. We need folks to speak up about one of the most important issues facing Californians today.
All right. Carol Fife and Christina Livingston, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Carol Fife is the Director of Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment, Oakland and San Francisco, and Christina Livingston is the Executive Director of Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment. Coming up next, 2 weeks ago, Parmjit Singh, an elderly Sikh man, was stabbed to death in Tracy, California, one of seven violent attacks against Sikh people in Central and Northern California in just the last 2 years. We are going to speak to Megan Daly, who works with United Sikhs, the organization representing the family of Parmjit Singh. That's coming up next after these news headlines.